The ministry says 10 new cases were recorded on Thursday from 50 PCR tests and 7 new cases were recorded from rapid antigen tests. 13 recoveries were noted on Thursday, and 7 persons are currently hospitalized with the virus. 5 are unvaccinated, 1 is fully vaccinated, and 1 is partially vaccinated. 8,687 cases of COVID-19 and 8,450 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. 106 persons have died from the disease. 70,928 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 36,543 persons have received their first dose. 30,629 have received their second dose, and 3,756 persons have received boosters. Regionally, Haiti has told the international community that it faces significant health and economic challenges that have been amplified by the coronavirus pandemic, as Caribbean community countries warn that recovery from the pandemic will not be easy. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 34,481. Internationally, researchers from Thomas Jefferson University found evidence via a mouse model suggesting SARS-CoV-2 infection leads to a higher risk of developing Parkinson's disease. Scientists say the findings by no means suggest everyone with SARS-CoV-2 infection would get Parkinson's disease. However, there is still a potential cause for concern. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.